Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. What a week! What a week! California has fires out of control. Australia has fires out of control. Venice, the water's rising, it's almost flooded. What a week! Two more students killed by gun violence in California. The executive branch of our government is full of corruption, immorality, and bribery. And a criminal element in the Cleveland Browns takes our quarterback's helmet off his head, uses a quarterback's helmet as a weapon against the quarterback, and tries to kill him. What a week! And then we come to church, and we hear about famines and earthquakes and portents in the heavens. You know, it's enough to make you want to go home, take the covers, and pull them over your head, and just stay in bed and let the world go by. I mean, what the heck? What the heck? Or is Jesus giving us some good news today? And if he is, where is it? Well, one thing we can always expect from our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth told with love and sometimes tough love. He loves us and he wants us to know that in this world, for Christians, it's not always going to be hunky-dory. Sometimes there will be suffering. There is evil in the world and it exists. And we will have troubles. But he also wants us to know, as we hear in John's gospel, in this world, Jesus tells us, we will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Bad things happen, and bad things will happen to Christians, to true believers, and we don't have to go out of our way for this. These bad things will come to us. Can you imagine the disciples? They go into the temple in Jerusalem. It has gold, gilded with gold, and there's giant stones that are just, it looks like it'll last forever and ever. And there's all kind of things going on there, and it's wonderful. And the disciples were shocked. And had fear because of Jesus' words today. And we sometimes have that fear too. We see what's going on and we say, hey, what the heck? But Jesus reminds us, do not fear. I have overcome the world. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God has a dream. Some people would call this dream the kingdom of God. And you know something? You are part of that dream. You are members of the kingdom of God. You are the body of Christ. You know, not one thing that Jesus talks about today, he has not experienced. The pain, the suffering, the earthquakes, he has experienced it himself. And Jesus lives. Jesus has overcome the world and showed the world a new way of being. And he gives us the same power that empowered him, the power of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And there's nothing that's more powerful than the Holy Spirit. Nothing, nothing, nothing is stronger than the kingdom of God. Nothing is stronger than God's dream. Nothing is stronger than the Holy Spirit. No opposition of any kind, no way, no shape, no form is stronger than God's kingdom and God's dream. And we pray this, we sing this every Sunday. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Don does a lot better than I do, but and you all do a lot better than I do, but that's what we pray, and that's what we believe. There is no need to fear. What are we going to hear in a few weeks? We get to Christmas Eve, like a month from next week. The angels come and they say, fear not, For behold, I have good news of great joy for all people, for unto you is born in the city of David this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what the angels told the shepherds on that first Christmas Eve. Oh, yes. Yes. Circumstances. And sometimes people might try to convince you that this is the end of your happiness, the end of your sanity, the end of our nation, the end of your well-being, the end of your peace, the end of your joy. Give up on faith, hope, and love. It's just a pipe dream. Give up and give into despair. Eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow you die. Do not believe them. Do not believe that answer. Do not believe the apparent circumstances of life that are always passing away. The future is in God's hands. The past, the future, the present, your past, future, and present are in God's hands. And he loves you and he delights in you. Oh, yes, there will be times when you feel stretched beyond limits. There'll be times when you are tempted to despair. There are times when you feel you're between the devil and the deep blue sea, when you feel misunderstood or abandoned, and your husband or your wife or your kids or a parent seem to be going against you. And you'll feel like Mother Teresa, the wonderful saint from Calcutta, who did the wonderful ministries with the Sisters of Charity. And yet for the last few decades of her life, she felt no presence of God. Yet she prayed, and she did her work, but she never felt God's presence. You'll feel maybe sometimes even God forsaken. But don't trust in your feelings. You'll wonder sometimes, is it worth it? But Jesus said, don't despair. Not a hair of your head will perish. Just as last week, Jesus used the Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection, to make a point about the resurrection. This week, Jesus tells us, in the time of suffering and turmoil and anxiety, this will be our time, our opportunity as Christians, a unique one to witness. Because sometimes pain and suffering is the only way we get the attention of the world. Sometimes it takes that kind of pain and tears for people to pay attention. Jesus said, in those times, I will give you words and I will give you wisdom. Jesus promises, not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will save your souls. You won't sell out. Whenever you feel that fear or experience that, and those fears may be very real, and that suffering very real, you don't have to give in to them or hold on to them and know that you don't bear that alone. That's why the cross is our symbol. No matter what suffering you have, how deep you feel, how far away from God you feel, Jesus is there with you. You can say to yourself, especially in these times, I will not fear. Let fear stand in the way of knowing Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And although I may suffer now, this suffering will pass, and I will use my hardship as an opportunity to witness to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's when people will pay attention to you. When the chips are down and you have Christ in your heart and you say something and you do something and your demeanor shows something, they're going to pay attention to you. Often God uses pain to get the world's attention, and you have to pay attention to share that love of God in your life. And one of my heroes, and I encourage you to read anything about him, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of the greatest theologians, and he rubbed the Nazis the wrong way because he said Hitler was a fake. He was a liar. He was a cheat. And he was dangerous and evil. And so they put him in a concentration camp. But what did Dietrich Bonhoeffer do in that concentration camp? He prayed with the prisoners. He encouraged the prisoners. He counseled the prisoners. Every Sunday he held communion. And Nazi guards were so impressed with him that they'd bring bread and wine so that he could have communion with them. And on the day of his last day of his life, 2 weeks before the Americans freed that concentration camp, he was led to the gallows to be hung, stripped him naked. And Bonhoeffer said, "For my present life, this is the end. But really, in Christ, it's just the beginning." And three of those guards became Christians. Now, you might not be in a concentration camp, you might not be a martyr, but you do have pain and suffering in your life. You can show Christ by a kind word, by a smile, by a word of encouragement, by love, by a visit, by a phone call, by a card, by just doing that little extra thing. And you might not feel like it, but you know in Christ it's your duty, and you do it, and you see it bears fruit. Mother Teresa didn't feel God's presence for the last few decades of her life, but people were served, the sick were visited, the thirsty were given a drink, the hungry were fed. And as you take your discipleship seriously, no matter what's happening around you, and you follow Christ and you center on Christ, it's kind of like a good quarterback. A good quarterback goes back there, and these linemen, they want to kill him. You know, he's being blocked. But what does he do? He looks down the field. He looks for the opportunity, and he lets that ball fly. Keep our eyes on the prize. When this is all happening, keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Christ. You know what's going to happen? You know what experience you're going to have? It's like the eye of a hurricane or the middle of a storm. There's that quiet spot, that peaceful spot. And you will know that spot. And you will know the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds and your life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.